is your Saturday headliner at Victorious Festival 2022. That is Paolo Nutini. The lineup has just dropped for Victorious Festival 22 and it is looking hot. Southsea Common never looked so good. I'm joined by festival organiser Andy Marsh. Now, morning, Andy.
Morning.
How are we doing?
Yeah, good. Good. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. I'm good now I've seen that lineup, to be honest. I mean, how hard was it keeping that quiet?
It wasn't so hard keeping it quiet. It was just hard getting it together, to be honest. It's come together. And there's a lot on there. And we've tried some new things and, yeah, really excited about it.
Yeah, we'll get into some of the new stuff, like the new additions that we've got coming this year in just a second. I just want to start, though, by talking about headliners. I mean, absolutely smashed it. Saturday night, in case you've not yet seen on our social media, we've got full lineup details there. Saturday night, Portsmouth, we have Paolo Nutini taking to the Common Stage. Unreal. And Sunday, I am so excited about this. I know that so many people are going to be buzzing. He is one of the hottest names in music right now. And he's performing at the Brits tonight, Sam Fender. I mean, Andy, that's unreal.
Yeah, that's pretty helpful. Sam's been someone we wanted to get for years, and it's fallen that it's his year. So obviously, he's taken the headline slot. He's everywhere that you turn, isn't he, at the moment?
Yeah.
So we're really excited to have him on the bill. It's something new and different as well, and offsets everything else that we've got. So I'm really excited. I think it's going to be a sellout on the Sunday with him. He's smashing it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think as well what you said about it being like a nice offset, it kind of nestles in really well with everything else that we've got going on. Of course, we've got on the Friday night, we've got the Stereophonics as well, which are going to be insane. Just a reminder of some of the other incredible artists in this year's lineup. I mean, I could be here swooning all morning if I'm honest, but just a brief overflow. We've got some Becky Hill, we've got Wombats, we've got James, we've got Sugar Babes, Anne Marie. I mean, like I said, I could go on, to be honest. Becky Hill is somebody that I am really looking forward to seeing. Now, you mentioned that it's a bit, you know, it's a fair old task getting a lineup together like that. I mean, have you pretty much just been going at it since last year?
Yeah, we normally start, you know, during the year before. And I think where we came out of a pandemic, a lot of the festivals were all fighting, you know, a lot of them hadn't actually happened. So I think they've got their eyes and they're keeping hold of them, and they're wasn't any sharing, as sometimes we try and do. So we went, you know, we were limited in some directions, but then things like Paolo approached us, their team, and said, look, he hasn't been out for years, he's got a big comeback, and you know, it suits Victoria so well. So and things like Sam Fender, we've been working on for years trying to get him. So it's all, you know, things work and some things don't, but we're really pleased with how it's come together.
Can we just appreciate that Paolo Nutini wanted and came to you and wanted to play at Victorious Festival? I mean, that speaks volumes, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's really nice. He's headlining Transmit in Scotland, but I think it'll be his only English play. You know, he'll probably do his own tour, but apart from that, it will be the only festival you can see him. So, I mean, it was kind of nice, like you say, that he wanted to do it, and it fits quite nicely. And then we've got, you know, your Bastilles, Cooler Shakers, things like that. If you want something different. So, I think there's a real depth to it. There's a lot of stuff. You know, if you don't like one thing, there'll be something on other stages for you, whether it be the Beats and Swing stage, the acoustic, or the new comedy tent and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, you just mentioned the new comedy tent, an incredible addition to 2022. Catherine Parkinson, Milton Jones, Joel Dommett and Russell Kane all playing across the weekend. I mean, that's a top-notch selection of comedians right there. Talk to us a little bit about the comedy tent, what we can expect.
Yeah, so for a couple of years, we've had some local brilliant guys doing the comedy, and it's grown and grown, and something I've always wanted to look at, and comedy the big thing in Portsmouth, and Catherine Ryan, Milton Jones and all those guys, they've all played, you know, the Guildhall and stuff. So they were quite keen to, you know, help us again. And we're making the comedy sort of arena, as if it were, it'll be a lot bigger. And it just adds some depth. If there's something that you don't want to watch, you know, there's something else on another stage or something. It's just discovering different things at the festival rather than just all about, you know, the big main stage, which it is, I get, but, it's really nice to have that kind of, you know, wander around and discover things.
Yeah, massively immersive. I think it's one of the best things about Victorious, to be honest, is that it's, you can only have to walk like 2 minutes up the road, you're in a new field, you're in a new, you know, listen to a new set. And this year you could be literally front row at a comedy festival with some of the biggest names in comedy. So that's just unreal. So what do we reckon, Andy? 2022, is it going to be the best yet?
Yeah, I think it's going to be the biggest yet. And definitely, we've really learned a lot in the pandemic year. The Friday is going to be, again, one to watch. There's still a lot of acts to come. I think you'll see sellouts, you know, early on the Fridays. And it's going to be a big one. Exciting.
It is. Thank you so much for joining me this morning as well. Like, I know there's been a lot of hype around releasing it this morning. It went live at 8. I just hope you get to kind of enjoy all the good stuff that comes with it today. All the excitement, all the text messages that I'm sure you're going to be getting from friends, family and beyond. Looking forward to 2022. So thanks so much, Andy.
No worries. Thanks for having me. That's awesome.
No, absolute pleasure. I am so excited. In case you missed it, you can get all of the info on our social media right now. Bastille, one of the bands that are going to be playing across Victorious Festival this weekend. Maybe instead, though, you fancy yourself a bit of Becky Hill. I'm so looking forward to seeing Becky Hill. And a big favourite, like we said, a Victorious Festival exclusive. An exclusive for 2022 is Paolo Nutini. If you've not seen him live before, you are in for a treat. Unreal. For full lineup info and where to get your tickets, you just need to head to the website victoriousfestival.co.uk. But here he is now. Unreal that he's going to be headlining Sunday night right here in Portsmouth at Victorious Festival 2022. It is Brit nominee and all-round legend Sam Fender on Express. I remember sickness was forever.